And welcome back to WSHIT's Focus on Community Talent. I am not often at a loss for words, but I am tonight. As our hometown boys, the Slidell 7, come back to make good on a promise they made just a couple of years ago to this community. We're going to go out. We're going to get famous. We're going to come back. We're going to do a show right here, live in the Crabapple Community Center. Couldn't be more excited to have these boys back home as they drop their very first album, Saved by an Angel. And here they are. Smack dab in the middle of a 16-show tri-state tour, where, of course, they will be headlining the Sunny Balls Youth Baseball Festival. Man, we couldn't be more excited. Let's get right to the action. Down on the floor, Crabapple Community Center presents the Slidell 7.
Everybody grab one. Everybody got an angel, yeah. Everybody needs an angel. Wherever you go, God's got his angels right there
angel
with you.
Watching over me.
Somebody lying in the hospital.
Lying in the hospital, tubes all in your body. That line gets me every time, boys. Welcome back to Crabapple. We'll be back after this commercial break.
On this episode of the commercial break,
send us a voicemail. Standard text messaging rates do apply for those of you on the, you know, outside of the continental United States. I can't control how much your provider is going to charge you to text us. So be careful. I don't want any pissed off moms and dads calling me. I've got $45,000 worth of charges to the commercial break. We must destroy the TLC building. It's a certain destruction for Earth.
Is that your alien voice? That
Discovery is. Must go! Yes, it's my alien voice. It sounds like Mickey Mouse. We're fucked!
We know from our eyewitnesses that the Midnight Whistler's attracted to harmonica playing. So
he's attracted to Blues Traveler! We know for a fact we saw him at a Blues Traveler concert over at the strip joint. Because, you know, Blues Traveler hasn't done so well. They haven't aged too well. Once he got skinny, it just wasn't the same. Poor John Popper. We don't know if it's the green-eyed Bigfoot or the skinny John Popper. We're not really sure. Yep, that's a John Popper.
The next episode of the commercial break starts now.
Oh yeah, it's another episode of the commercial break. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Brian. This is Chrissy, and
Happy New Year.
Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Commercial Break.
Yes.
So this is what I did. I decided that I was going to be a good guy, and I emailed, to the best of my ability, to the email that was given on the information portal. I emailed the other Commercial Break podcast.
Oh, you did?
I did.
You did?
Yes,
that
I did.
That was nice of you.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a response yet, but I basically said, hey, man, what the fuck? I said, hey, listen, I think there's some confusion. Clearly, these reviews are not meant for me. They're meant for you, or I think they're meant for you.
Yeah.
I kind of put two and two together with like the acronym, the you know, the acronym that they put together,
right? DTCHS.
In case you're just tuning in for the first time, we had a bunch of reviews come in, and those reviews, while wonderful, were not for our program. Clearly,
could, it was like we could tell right away when they said we were concise.
Yeah, we were concise.
And they always learn.
Never in my life have I ever been concise. No one has ever accused me of being concise, and that they learned something. And so clearly, yes. I mean, this show is about as absurd as it gets. You're not learning shit on this program. But so I didn't know what to do about it. I think because you Google commercial break and we're the first thing that comes up, people were like, oh, okay, let me go leave a review there, right? But the reality is it's not our show and I feel bad about it. So I emailed the guy based on the information that was on the website and I said, hey, listen, dude. Yeah, I understand these reviews are supposed to come to you. So I'm going to keep these because they're mine now. But you might want to tell your audience, what am I going to do?
You can't transfer them. No.
So I said, you might want to tell your audience exactly where to go to leave you a review. And so I just want everyone to know I did the right thing.
You did, Brian.
That's right.
That was sweet. Conversely, if you're listening to this and you would like to leave a review for our show.
For our show.
Please feel free to do that.
Feel free. And if you're really pissed off at us, let me give you another website address to go to. www.theothercommercialbreak.com. I just think sincerely that we all need to just drop the commercial break thing and let Chrissy and I have it.
Just, yeah.
I don't want any confusion. Right. It's just a big mess. There's a whole mess. You know, reviews are important for who? I don't know, but they keep telling me it's important. www.tcppodcast.com is where you go to read all the show notes. You can find out more about Chrissy and I, watch all the videos, listen to all the audio. Cab Calloway. Is that right? Am I right about that? That's Cab Calloway
from the Blues Brothers. That's right. Our fifth episode.
In like episode number five, which we wish we could throw in the trash. We'll talk about that in a different episode. But go to www.tcppodcast.com. All the audio and video are there for your liking. Just go ahead and watch it all, listen to it all from there, or your favorite podcast provider. 470-584-8449. Leave us a text message, send us a voicemail. Standard text messaging rates do apply for those of you on the, you know, outside of the continental United States. I can't control how much your provider is going to charge you to text us, so be careful. I don't want any pissed off moms and dads calling me. I've got $45,000 worth of charges to the commercial break.
That's like those old 900 numbers that parents used to get the bills for.
I one time racked up a bill that was like $380.
Were you calling a psychic or a sex line?
I was calling a party line
A
party line. I wasn't stupid enough to call the sex line because I was afraid it was going to show up on the AT&T bill, you know, huge tits dot, you know, 976 huge tits. But I felt like the sexualized nature of the party line commercial.
Yeah, it was.
I was going to find something there
inferred.
That I would like. Yeah. And this is what I heard. Ready? Yes. It was like 35 people talking over each other. Some of them not even in the same language. It was literally this insanity that was going on, but I was trying to like pick up on a conversation. Yeah. And here's the thing. At one point I did pick up on a conversation with what I in my mind thought was, you know, some 6 foot tall, you know, blonde with double C boobs. You know, I'm 16 years old here, like, or 15 years old, like,
Playboy model.
Yeah, right. But you can't talk to them because you talk to them and there's 16 different conversations going on at the same time. It was the worst. And these companies made so much fucking money back in the day.
Well, there was the psychics.
Psychics, the sex lines. You could call.
Who was it? Dionne Warwick?
Dionne Warwick. And then you had Miss
Cleo.
Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo.
Yes.
Yeah, Miss Cleo, who also went to jail for that exact same thing. She went to jail because I think she was like raising money for the company on the side or something, illegally securitizing bullshit. Whatever. Listen, okay, so I can't control how much you're going to get charged for those text messages, so be mindful. Probably the easier way to do it is info@tcbpodcast.com. You can email us. Listen, we have been getting people that have been sending us show ideas. They've been best to use. I just love it. So keep it coming. And, you know, I got to say a big thanks to William, to Sarah, to Daniel, all three of my new good friends here on the commercial break who are sending in content ideas all the time. And I love it and we'll use them. So keep them coming. If you would like your chance to win $500 in gold dot gift cards on July 7th, this is what you need to do. You go to Instagram @thecommercialbreak. Look for the $500 giveaway post. send us a, you know, a line from your favorite episode, or, you know, say something about your favorite episode, tag a friend, make sure you're following us. You're entered in to win. Alternatively, go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and find your favorite episode. Leave a comment. You're entered in to win. We've probably got, sweet, I don't know, a couple hundred entries at this point. And so we're really going to have to go through them when we get back from vacation.
Excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited too. Yes. I'm super excited about this. Mm-hmm. So
I took a peek at some of them on Instagram and they look good.
Yeah, they look good. So, yeah, there's a lot of them. I think I have a personal favorite already,
okay,
but I won't share that. Obviously, I'm not going to share that right now because I want you to know there's still time to beat that personal favorite.
Yes.
I won't even tell you what episode it's about or who or what even the sex of the person who left the comment,
okay,
but I will tell you there is a great comment. And she also did herself a big favor by tagging a shitload of people in that
nice
post. So,
okay,
so congratulations to her. It's so far, it feels to me like the favorite, but we'll get together. We'll make that decision together.
Yes,
okay,
we will.
Here, I want to get
and
into
I'm
it.
And I'm going to have my wheel.
Yeah.
My lottery
every
wheel.
Got in the wheel. If someone's got a lottery wheel, can you send it? A lot. We're looking for a lottery wheel, a sex doll, and a t-shirt company. Those three things. If you
yes
own a lottery wheel, a sex doll that you'd like to get rid of, please send it to us clean and sterilized. Or you own a t-shirt company, like
or
a promotional t-shirt company, or all three. In this,
I mean,
I have a feeling like William's going to call us on this one. He's going to
yes
be like, I own all three. I got you covered.
Nice.
Please get in contact with us, info@tcbpodcast.com, because we would like that for future shows. And now it's time for the commercial break. If you're in the market for the products and services that our sponsors offer, please do us a favor and use our specialized URL and discount codes. It really helps the show. It helps us create new content and keep it flowing for free. Hey, everybody. I honestly could not be more excited about our brand new sponsor, Magic Spoon. So if you've been listening to the show, you know that my habit as a little child of sitting in front of the TV and eating endless bowls of sugary cereal has followed me into adulthood. Only now I do it late at night when it couldn't be worse for me, and I still love those sugary, fatty cereals. Magic Spoon is made for me. They made it directly for me. You want to know why? Because it's 0 grams of sugar, it's 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net carbs per serving. It's also only 140 calories per serving. How is it possible? I don't know. But they sent us a free box of this cereal, like a free variety pack of this cereal. And Astrid and I went to a party and we ended up spending a half an hour talking about this cereal. It is that good. It is honestly so delicious. Better than some of the cereals I buy at the store. I don't know how they do it and make it so good for you, but they have done it. And for all of you on those specialized diets, it's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb, and GMO free. The variety pack comes with 4 flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Obviously replicating some of your favorite sugary cereals when you were a kid. Here's what I did. I took some of the cocoa and I mixed it with peanut butter, and it's like a peanut butter cup. That's what it tastes like. It's so good. And the frosted tastes like cake. I'm not even kidding you. Cake, cereal, cake. It's unbelievable. And I don't feel guilty after eating it late at night as I do with all of my cereals. Here's what you can please do. Go to magicspoon.com/TCB to grab a variety pack and give it a try. Be sure to use the promo code TCB at checkout to get $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in this product, they are backing it with a 100% happiness guarantee. That means if you don't like it for any reason, they will refund all of your money, no questions asked. You have to give it a try. There's no reason why you won't like the cereal. MagicSpoon.com/TCB, MagicSpoon.com/TCB, and use the discount code TCB to get $5 off. Thank you so much, Magic Spoon, for becoming our new sponsors. And please, keep on sending me free cereal. I'll eat it.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Okay, so I want to get right into it today because I was going through the internet like I do.
Yes.
You know, that's what I do basically. I edit this podcast and yes. spend lots of time on the internet. Because, you know, when you're rendering videos and all, this takes time. So uh-huh. I end up just, you know, putzing around the internet and finding stupid shit. I have found that an amazing story about how researchers, the permafrost in the Arctic Circle is degrading at such a level that they are finding like full woolly mammoths, like saber-toothed tigers, but they're finding them now in decomposing states mm-hmm. because they were frozen mm-hmm. and perfectly preserved. And now they're getting eaten alive by gnats and larvae and all this other stuff because they're not
bacteria.
Frozen anymore.
Yep.
So these researchers are up there running around trying to collect as much information as they possibly can about these, you know, prehistoric creatures mm-hmm. in an effort to save some of our history.
Yes. That's exciting.
What they found a couple of months ago was amazing, and I want to tell you about it.
Okay.
They found a prehistoric, millions and millions of year old, millions and millions of years old, mm-hmm. like a precursor to humanity, a precursor to animals kind of microbe out there, right? And a bacteria mm-hmm. that was frozen in the tundra. And when it was thawed, it came back to life. It is a prehistoric antibody that came to life. It's unbelievable. Now, first of all, it's fucking scary as shit because, you know, there could be some like alien type microbiotic shit out there. that our bodies have never experienced and it could wipe us all out in 6 months, right?
Yep.
So, but the other thing that's exciting.
Or it could go really well.
Or it could go really well and it could save the earth from certain destruction. We could find there's a little alien man there. Hello, I'm here to save the planet.
Thank you for unfreezing me.
I delivered.
People of Earth, I delivered the pyramids to Giza. I'm now here to save you from certain destruction. First and foremost, we must destroy the TLC building.
The what?
We must destroy the TLC building. This is certain destruction for Earth.
Is that your alien voice? That
Discovery is. Must go. Yes, that's my alien voice. Sounds like Mickey Mouse. We're fucked. It's really interesting, but it's also really scary, right?
Yes.
It's like, wow, that's crazy. There's a thing that hasn't existed on Earth in 10 million years.
Life.
That all of a sudden is alive and well and breeding up there in, you know, the tundra.
Wow.
So it's kind of like coming in, like when the guys went to the moon and they had to come back home and be deloused for 15 days because they were afraid they might pick up a bacteria that would come to Earth and destroy everybody because we weren't used to it.
Yep.
It's now happening for real, but with bacteria
but on Earth. Mm-hmm.
And so it got me thinking, there's a lot of like, there could be a lot of potentially scary creatures out there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Yeti or the, you know, the North Alaskan Bigfoot or the Firefoot or the Whisper Wolves or whatever the fuck they're called. So I go trying to find information about this particular story. The Whisper Wolves. Oh, don't even get me started. Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
So I go down this rabbit hole trying to find information about this bacteria called the Clavidil or something. Sounds like some
something
you catch at a massage parlor. I got the Clavidil. I got the Clavidil from Betty at the massage parlor. But what I found when I started researching this was not anything about the Clavidil. What I found was a bunch of fucking morons running around trying to prove that Bigfoot exists in multiple different reality shows on TV networks I have never heard of.
I was scrolling through a TV the channels one day, and I came across, was it on National Geo? No, not Nat Geo.
Was it on Discover America?
Yes.
Or like Destination America?
Yeah, it was Discover something. Yeah. And it had these people that had a picture, but then the guy came out and said that he really had dressed up.
Yeah.
He was a friend, and he had actually been the one to dress up to fool the other friend.
Okay. So that's the very famous picture of Bigfoot that everyone has seen. You know, it's in textbooks, right?
Yeah.
You know, fancy, you know, crazy creatures, right?
Yes.
But there, you got to remember that in 2021, there's a whole shitload of human beings who actually believe in this shit because their brains aren't working correctly, right? I mean, because they have shit clanking around in their head, right? They believe anything that anybody says to them.
Yes.
And there are lots of television shows that are dedicated to finding Bigfoot and such type creatures.
Okay, the
right?
Yeti.
Yes. Now, there's a couple things that I've noticed about these television shows, and I'm focusing in on one. It's called, I can't remember what it's called, Crazy Creatures or something, like, you know, Creating Creatures or whatever. There's a couple of things that I've noticed about all these TV shows. They all have the same MO going on.
Uh-huh.
It's a couple of, you know, hillbilly types, right? Good old boys. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I love some good old boys.
Yes.
But they're all good old boys. They're all running around these incredibly, you know, dense forests at night with night vision goggles. And while they clearly see the creature every single episode, the camera never seems to catch up with them.
Right. It can't capture it.
Yeah. There's this one show that we're about to listen to. This guy, the head guy here, he must weigh 450 pounds. He is huge. Mm-hmm. He has a hard time walking at, like, you know, even a snail's pace. He's a big boy. He's, like, lumbering around, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every episode that I watched, he sees whatever creature they're trying to catch, right?
It's like, ones?
It's all kind of different ones. I'm telling you, the whisper wolves, the red hot, you know, fired Bigfoot.
The Loch Ness Monster?
Yeah, and by the way, there's not just one type of Bigfoot. There's millions of Bigfoots. There's the thunderclappers and the, you know, the robber rubbers.
It's not Harry from Harry and the Hendersons?
No, it's not. They're not that friendly. They all look scary. And by the way, Destination America spared no expense at making a 3D animation of Bigfoot that my son draws make better drawings. Like, we saw the blue-haired Bigfoot. They all look incredibly not scary. I'm just telling you that.
Okay.
So here's what happens. Ready? In the darkness.
Ooh.
Hey, Billy, over here. I think I see a path where clearly he's going down toward the creek.
You know, they call it a creek. It's not a creek. It's a creek.
Uh-huh.
Heading down toward the creek. Oh, there he is. Quick, get away.
And is the camera running and like showing the ground?
The camera's all shaky. Yeah. But it's showing the ground the entire way. Because God forbid the cameraman actually see anything. God forbid the cameraman be any part of the action whatsoever. It always seems to be Billy, the 450-pound man. Who needs a cart to get around at Kroger, but he manages to run fast as the wind in the woods. I'm not making fun of the guy because he's big. He's big. There's lots of people who are big.
Yes.
I'm saying you get the premise here, right?
Yes.
Is that the cameraman is probably some twink carrying around, you know, 450 pounds worth of camera gear.
Yeah.
And he can't manage to point his camera in the right direction at any time during any episode in 26 fucking seasons. It's unbelievable. So I went down a total rabbit hole with this show. In every show, more unbelievable than the next. And I'm not talking like the best kind of unbelievable. I'm talking about, holy shit. Like, these are paid actors, clearly, right? Okay. We want to get started on this?
Yes.
Let's get started on this. Where do we start is the question. Let me pull them up on the beep boop pop machine here. Beep boop pop boop 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 boop. Unfortunately, I can't play that noise and look for the beep boop pop at the same time. So I'm limited. My technology is limited.
Here.
We'll have to, let's amend our contract and we'll get that one.
We're gonna
we just had a 3-hour business meeting. I'm surprised we're still awake. Okay. I want to get into it here. Here, we're going to meet some of the principles of this particular show. I think it's called the Catching Creatures or something like that, right? Listen, this is on Destination America. No one is watching this television show. Well, actually, there are probably lots of people watching this television show, but it's not sub. I bet the podcast has more listeners than this does watchers, right? And the
is that its own channel?
Destination America is its own channel. Basically, they talk about RVs, fishing, and Bigfoot. Those are the three things they're into. And I think occasionally...
That's why I've never seen it before.
Yeah, I think occasionally they rerun Beverly Hillbillies or something like that. It's a station you would never know about, for any reason whatsoever. But it's on my show. It's on my TV. I've seen it. Okay, so here we're going to meet Ken, and Ken's going to introduce us to some of the fellers.
Okay.
Right here tonight is where we're going to start the investigation to prove that Bigfoot exists in the Appalachia.
He's marking it as it like as if it's
this night.
Tonight.
It's the record tree.
He needs to. Yeah, it's the record tree. He needs
to mark.
Let us. Let us click. Sorry about that. Let us click on Brian's phone and turn it to silent. I'm keeping that in because that was funny. right here on the 29th night, on the 37th night of June 2020, I hereby demark this as the night we find Bigfoot.
Okay.
By the way, every episode they find Bigfoot. So, you know, I don't know
why
he's saying
that.
Good to know. Yeah, it's good. If you watch the show, it's not going to disappoint. You're going to find Bigfoot. You won't see Bigfoot, but they'll find him.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just slips away.
Yeah. By the way, did you think if you saw fucking Bigfoot 14 out of 22 shows that you would be the most famous rich person in history? Yes. If you could actually just get your camera to point in the right direction? How about getting more than one camera? How about the first time you see him deciding that you're going to get multiple cameras? No, don't let that spoil the fun.
No.
We're right up on the ridgeline above the cabin where our first eyewitnesses have heard this midnight whistler for the last 3 weeks.
And let me ask you a question. Have your eyewitnesses been cooking crystal meth out of a Mountain Dew can?
The Midnight Whistler.
The Midnight Whistler. Dun, 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 dun. Where our first eyewitnesses have heard it. Unfortunately, our first eyewitnesses are missing all of their teeth. And their favorite beverage is crystal meth Mountain Dew. They're not here with us any longer. They're somewhere in the creek.
So we're in the perfect place to start this night investigation. We don't even have a rookie on the team now. Buck's been around with us for a long time. We have many.
I love how these shows, like the producers change the music. Right now and right here, we are about to solve a million-year-old mystery. Where is Bigfoot? He's down there near the creek, under the cavern, up on top of the ridge below the cabin where the old eyewitnesses saw him. And it's like there's crazy. Dun, 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 dun. And then. Bum, 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 bum,
like, we don't even have a rookie on the team.
Yeah. We don't even have a rookie on the team anymore. Look at this. It's Bob. God, fellas, get loose for a minute. I mean, why are we so serious? I don't understand. Meanwhile, Bob's shitting his pants. He's like, we're going to see Bigfoot.
Many, many years of outdoorsmen here.
If I'm not the rookie anymore, what am I?
Well, you'd be Buck Private.
Okay, now back to getting serious. Let's have Buck Private. Okay, now that we got the joke out of the way, let's go get murdered by some 17-foot tall strong man. Yeah, the other thing is they have no regard for safety. If they're really going to go see Bigfoot, they're in overalls. Like, they all have guns, but they're clearly toy guns. Like, they got them from the prop department at Disney. And I don't mean Disney, the actual production company. I mean Disney World. It's like, let's pick up a couple of hair toy guns and the Pirates of the Caribbean. We'll use these on our television show for Destination America. Got paid $32.67 per episode. I'm a Hollywood actor.
Let's leave my privates out of it.
Okay. Oh.
Buck's
I see what he did
the
there.
Buck's funny. Buck is funny. He deserves that, Ray. He deserves that promotion he's getting from, you know, whatever, rookie to private. By the way, it's a team of three. Like... I dug up promoted.
About hunting, about tracking, that I didn't know. He's really came from being a rookie status up to one of a full team member.
You guys, we really need to pay attention tonight because this truly is the only Bigfoot is full nocturnal.
He can see as good as night as we can see at high noon.
Have you? Who used the word high noon anymore?
Does high noon mean noon?
Yeah, high noon means 3 o'clock. No, it means when the sun is at the top of the peak. So in the summertime, that's about 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
It can be noon during the winter.
Right.
You can be noon. But it's when it's at its highest peak. It's right above your head. They call that high
the
noon.
High. Yeah. The high part.
This guy can see as good as any man in a mask that I bought at the dollar store can see. So be careful. Old Billy in the costume doesn't have great eyesight. Be careful, you don't. Be careful, cameraman, you don't accidentally catch him. Right. Okay, cameraman, point the other direction. We're going to go this way, you point that way.
You ever look through a night vision scope in broad daylight?
Yeah.
You can't.
And I'd say
that's exactly why he can't come out in the daylight hours.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration. I don't think night vision will burn your eyes out.
What? Okay, guys, you ready?
All right, boys, lock and load.
Easy, guys. As long as there's been man in central Kentucky, there's been sightings of Bigfoot right here.
Grass is pretty beat down through here.
Right here will be the starting place to prove that Bigfoot is fact, not fiction. Tonight, we're going to be looking for anything out of the normal. We're also going to be looking for those glowing green eyes.
Those glowing green eyes that I bought on eBay.
I was going to say, is there a radioactive plant nearby?
No, they're just... They're just those glow-in-the-dark eyes I bought on eBay. Okay. I posted them up on a tree about 40 yards yonder. As long as there's been man in South Central Northeast Kentucky.
There's been talk.
As long as there's been cameramen out in these woods tonight. As long as there has been... as long as there's been craft services table over there to the left. We've been looking for Bigfoot. Of yonder in these air hills. There's actually a Walmart about 300 yards to the left. I'm going to go to QT real quick. I'll be back.
That high-pitched whistle.
Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo, woo.
Hold up a second, Buck. Is that a trail right there? Looks like right up through there and right out through there. Let's hit that trail.
Hit it.
Hit it.
It doesn't look like it's a trail that he used consistently, Trapper.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. What we got? Right up in there.
I can't see nothing. It's too thick in here.
Why don't you get your night vision goggles? It's too thick in here.
Where did they go?
I can't see anything with the Kmart parking lot lights in my eyes. I'm having a hard time seeing.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stop.
Whoa, stop.
I can't see anything.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Did I see a sale sign in the Kohl's window over there? Whoa, 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 whoa. Is that Chevron with them good hot dogs? Hurry up, get that way. Run it that way.
It's too thick.
It's way too thick. It's just so much trees. We can only fit 7 cameramen and some sound guys in here. It's too thick. I can't get through. Looks like he doesn't use this path very much.
Let's go there.
Could someone give me my script? I forgot what to say after. Doesn't that look like he uses that much fare?
Huckleberry, you got your harmonica?
Yes, I do.
Can you give him a high note on that harmonica?
Okay, so at this point, he breaks out
did
a harmonica.
Say high noon?
Yeah, he said high noon again, but he's breaking out a harmonica, trying to call Bigfoot with a harmonica.
With a harmonica.
Yes.
Well, it's like a little fig, that's like right. A little jig.
Shh, shh. Hold this. There he is! It's Bigfoot! There he goes! Shh, can you hear him? Out there in the distance, it's John Popper, the Bigfoot. Hello, Johnny. Johnny, is that you? Oh, he breaks out a harmonica, a fucking harmonica.
Wow.
This show is almost—it's almost daring you to not believe it. This is almost the best satire I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, I mean, you don't bust out that tune.
Yeah, I mean,
you're trying to catch.
You gotta put down the Fortnite and get out of your mom's basement if you believe this bullshit.
Harmonica. We know from our eyewitnesses that the Midnight Whistler's attracted to harmonica playing. So
he's attracted to Blues Traveler. We know for a fact we saw him at a Blues Traveler concert over at the strip joint. Because, you know, Blues Traveler hasn't done so well. They haven't aged too well. Once he got skinny, it just wasn't the same. Poor John Popper. We don't know if it's the green-eyed Bigfoot or the skinny John Popper. We're not really sure. Yep, that's a John Popper.
John Popper really did get in trouble a while back with like guns and marijuana and all kinds of stuff.
He was doing some crazy shit. Yeah. He got skinny. It all went off the rails for him, man.
We're not sure if that's Bigfoot or a skinny John Popper.
We don't know if it's Bigfoot or if it's Blues Traveler practicing for their next album out here in these hills of Kentucky.
We heard Bigfoot likes harmonica.
We heard Bigfoot. We heard Bigfoot likes meatloaf. No, not the food. The band.
I brought one.
Oh.
Answer him back up.
He said answer him.
He didn't answer, so we can hear. We're hearing noises all around us. We're really trying to listen for that whistle, but we haven't heard it yet.
Here it
but
is.
We did hear some rocks clacking together, and that is really common with Bigfoot.
That's really calming for Bigfoot.
Check this out, man. This is like a runway here.
A runway? What, is he flying now?
Wow.
Check it out. He got his driver's license. He got his pilot's license.
This is a gem of a show. I know. Wow. Oh, he really did run up into it.
Listen, we're only one of seven clips in.
Who is it? There's some fresh broke limbs down here in the creek, too.
This looks like it made a path through there.
Let's go down there and take a look at that.
We just found a path leading right down to a creek. Bigfoot's known to use these...
Knowing. He put an A in known. He's knowing. Only in Kentucky.
Waterways as travel routes. We need to investigate.
Hold on. Here. You know what that is right there, don't you?
That's pawpaw leaves.
That's pawpaw leaves.
Those leaves my pawpaw used.
Those are the leaves my pawpaw used to keep John Popper away from the food. When Mama used to put a big pie out in the windowsill to cool off, John Popper was known to sneak up. Here he comes, John Popper. Get the pawpaw leaves. I hear John Popper coming. I hear the ghost of a blues traveler. We call him a blues traveler. He's been known to travel around these parts, playing harmonica, eating everybody's food.
I'm crying.
Using the creek to travel up and down, stealing pies from Mama's window with pawpaw leaves. Oh, Lord.
That's fresh break, too.
That's fresh.
The pawpaw's a very sweet fruit this time of year. What he's doing, he's carrying this fruit in his arms, and he's eating as he goes along. The creek's been going up.
That's making a big assumption, because you saw some leaves. I'll show them. I'll get fat again. I'll get fat and mount my comeback. You do you, John Popper. You do you.
Over the bank right here. You see it?
Yeah.
What the hell is this? Holy. It's a nest.
It's a nest.
Whoa. This place is huge.
It's the size of a dodo bird.
This place is huge. He said this place is huge.
He said this place is huge. They come up on this thing. You can't see it, but it comes up on what looks like a woven together nest, right? The size of a human being, right? It's a nest for all of Blues Traveler. It's Blue Traveler's new touring van made out of pawpaw leaves. This is the most ridiculous show I have ever seen in my entire life. It's just the brass balls on these people. But listen, people believe this shit.
Yeah.
They believe this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear more?
Yeah.
I mean, you have to hear more.
Yes,
like, how can
I
we
do.
Just stop right there?
No, that suspenseful music, too.
Oh, my God. And then in one moment,
a nest!
Hey, Private Ben, come over here. It's like the music changes in a heartbeat. If you found a human-sized nest in the middle of the woods, you would call the sheriff immediately at night with someone playing harmonica in it. You wouldn't go toward it. You'd call the FBI. You'd say, I found the Silence of the Lambs guy. Right. For real, in real life. He's there. He's killing people, I'm sure of it. I don't want to go there. I followed the crick to the nest where I heard the harmonica and the pawpaw leaves. I think John Popper's killing people in the nest in my backyard. Excuse me, sir? You haven't watched Destination America? What is that, sir? It's a television station. Most popular television station here in Central East Kentucky. Here in East West Kentucky. Okay, here. Something has been haunting one of the team members for a long time. He needs to get it off his chest.
Well, what happened with the nest?
I don't know. I mean, that it was in the next episode. I just couldn't get into it. And then I put to the next episode, and this was it.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, that's the thing, is it never really ends, right? There's always a mystery, and then they talk about, we found that nest and handed it over to our investigations team for more to follow up. Follow up. This is like the biggest story that's ever happened. If you found Bigfoot's nest for real, you would be on the cover of every magazine in the world. But no, you go, I'm letting my investigations team follow up with it.
Send it over to the team.
Yeah, send it over to the team. Not a scientist among us.
What I'm going to tell you guys has bothered me for 46 years. It's hard to talk about.
I've got a bad case.
This could go anywhere.
I have athlete's foot, boys, and it's really been bothering me. I've been attracted to Private Ben since he became a private.
I have a feeling that I would not be surprised by anything he said.
No, I'm one of the two people sitting at that table. I'm like, oh, Lord, here's where we lose our contract for Destination America. Don't say it, Billy Bob.
I'm telling you guys because we're friends, we're family.
And lovers, occasionally.
Right. We've sweated together. We've bled together.
Yeah.
We sweated together. I don't think sweated together. I think sweated is a word, but I sweated it out.
It started 46 years ago, 1969. We have a garden back here on top of the hill. We'd drive out here.
We'd plant some weed.
Summer of love.
Summer of love. I was back here playing Grateful Dead, smoking ganja, when Granny came out and she said, Billy Bob, take down your trousers and let me show you what a real man does. Let me show you what Grandma's working with.
Oh my God.
It's been bothering me for 46 years. Grandma used to be pretty hot. You remember? She was 19 when I was 16. I don't know if you remember. Ma was 3 when she had me.
A couple times a week, help Grandpa hoe, pick weeds. Me and my brother, my mom, and my grandpa was back there. Well, this time we went back there on the hill of the garden. We're going to pick beans. Well, we picked our bushel of beans. Asked them if they'd eaten anything else. They said, nah, go ahead and run around for a while. We both grabbed a tomato. I'll remember that because we was eating tomatoes.
He was eating tomatoes.
We were just hanging out.
It's
summer
a weird
69.
Detail to remember. Yeah, summer of 69, we grabbed a mater. Because he's just running through the field eating a mater. How's your mater? It's pretty good. How's yours? It's delicious. Oh, quick, head back for the house. Here comes Paw Paw Popper. Here comes the Paw Paw Blues Traveler.
Paw Paw Popper.
Here comes Paw Paw Popper and the Blues Traveling Bigfoot.
They got that nest.
They're coming to get our maters. Oh, no. Quick, throw your mater on the ground. Distract him. Oh, no, he's upon us. It's okay, don't worry about it. Summer of love. It was 46 years ago when I got a hand job from Bigfoot. I was lonely. It was the summer of love. I was eating a mater, and all of a sudden, Big Stook was stroking my little cock.
Thing to do. We worked our way out around this old horse trail. You get out there so far, it sort of drops off. Had saplings about 10 foot tall. And my brother throwed a rock over the hill.
And it came right back at him. My brother threw a rock over the hill and came right back, hit him in the head. So I buried him right there with his mater. I said, well, he's probably dead. He's still breathing, but he won't be flung. That's what we did back then.
Yeah, it's been bothering him ever since.
Someone got hit in the head by a rock, he just pretty much called it a day. Yeah. Well, Billy Joe died of another rock incident. Mm-hmm.
Don't throw a rock over that hill.
That's 6 out of the 12 cousins on my mama's side that's been dead from throwing a rock over that hill. Come right back at you. We call it boomerang rocking.
And all of a sudden, something was taking these saplings like it was really pissed off, and it was just beating these saplings back and forth. You could see the tops of them just being fraylaid from one side to the other. But we're watching this, and all of a sudden, this great big huge hand and forearm come up out of the tops of them brush and had a hold of this one tree right there. The forearm on this thing was that big around.
Wow.
If this thing got a hold of your head, there is no doubt in my mind it'd squish you like a tomato.
It all goes back to the tomato.
It all goes back to the tomato. That's a good segue there. Great writing. Give these guys an Emmy. Let's see. We call that a callback. Where's the callback there? Well, what if I tell them that you could squish your head like a tomato? Excellent writing, Jimmy.
You've been promoted.
Do I get executive producer credits on this episode? I don't know. We've got to ask executive producer Paul Paul.
Oh, my God.
This is Coldly. This show is the craziest.
I've got to see it now.
You have to see it. It's simply one of the best fake television shows. It's simply one of the best fake television shows I have ever seen in my entire life.
I mean, the harmonica.
You're going to love it. Yeah. It's Paul Paul Pumper coming around the corner. Quick, run and hide under the saplings.
Yes, saplings.
I love all the nomenclature. Honestly, like, I'm a big fan of the nomenclature of southern men, yes, especially, or some of the southern women too. Ever since I was married to my ex-wife and her mom, and there's like highbrow southern accents, and then there's lowbrow mm-hmm. southern accents. So you got the highbrow southern accent, like, well, we would never do anything like that. That's yes. just completely inappropriate,
right?
Right, and then there's like, man, Papa down in the river, masturbating against the saplings. Someone threw a rock down at us, so we threw it back up. Became a running joke.
So it's been bothering me for 46 years.
So now when I'm down near the whacking tree, I just throw rocks back up.
You throw a tomato
that's right.
over the hill just for good luck.
Whenever someone throws a mater down, I throw it right back up. I say, leave me alone, I'm at the whacking tree. It's a tree where everyone goes to whack it. You know, when you're near the whacking tree, you pretty much get left alone. We respect each other's privacy around here. I made a whole nest around my whacking tree. I like to play harmonica. Turns me on. It's the whacking tree. Oh my God. I feel like we could dedicate a whole nother episode.
Yes.
I feel like we could dedicate a whole nother episode yes. to this. Okay. This is what we're going to do. because there's lots more. I've got like six more clips here. We didn't even get through two.
That's gold.
Of them. Yeah. That's just gold. Okay. So what we're going to do is let's do this. Let's wrap up this episode, a Friday edition of the commercial break. And what we're going to do is we're going to come back on Tuesday. We'll give you some more of the creatures.
Yes.
Whatever it's called. The creature feature on Destination America. This is gold. This is radio.
It really
this
is
podcast and radio gold right here. You can't get any better than this.
No, I've got to watch
And just
the
wait
show.
Until you have the whisper wolves. When the whisper wolves come up, that's just like...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, crazy.
These are different versions of Yeti?
They're different versions of forest
Bigfoot.
Creatures, right?
Forest
of Bigfoot,
creatures.
Forest creatures.
What other kind of forest creatures are there?
Whisper wolves, firewalkers, thunderfooters.
What about those big lunar moths? Those are pretty scary.
Oh, yeah. But those are real.
Well, what if it was a giant lunar moth?
Well, okay. Extra giant lunar moth. Or an alien like this. I've come from the planet Xenu. Stop playing the harmonica. It's me from the planet Xenu playing harmonica in your forest.
near your whacking tree. I was near, down near the whacking sap.
The whacking sap. Oh my god.
Down near the whacking sap, someone threw a rock at me, so I threw it right back. I think I killed Uncle Jimmy. TCBpodcast.com is where you go. You can find more show notes. You can listen to find more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. Listen to all the audio. Find all the video. You know what to do. 470-584-8449. Leave us a text message or a voicemail. Standard text messaging rates do apply at the commercial break on Instagram for your chance to win $500. Find the post. Leave a comment about your favorite episode or leave a line from your favorite episode. Tag a friend. You will be entered in to win $500 on July 7th. Or you can go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak and subscribe. Leave a comment on your favorite video. Please leave us reviews. Hit the subscribe bell. Hit the follow bell. Do it all.
Smash it.
Smash it. Just smash it. Smash. When you're down near the whacking tree, just smash that subscribe bell. Please do us a favor. All of it helps. It helps us bring you more content more frequently and 100% free care of our great sponsors. And thanks to our great sponsors on today's episode. So, what else do I have?
I think that's it.
That's it. Okay. So, we'll get right back into it on Tuesday's episode. Thanks for listening. And until next time, all I got to say is
I love you.
I love you. Best to you.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you. Best
bye.
To you.
Bye.
The commercial break. New episodes on Tuesdays and now Fridays. New YouTube clips drop daily at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Visit tcbpodcast.com for access to our entire media library. Follow us at The Commercial Break on Instagram and join The Commercial Break Club on Clubhouse to join in live recordings. Each episode is written and produced by Brian Green, co-hosted by Chrissy Hoadley, with additional content provided by Tina Connell.